Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This morning, we offer the first story in a series with candidates running for top offices in the state. Today, it's Jay Gonzalez, Democrat, Ohio native who lives in Needham with his wife and two daughters. He's running for the state's top office, trying to unseat Republican Governor Charlie Baker, who's become known as the most popular governor in America. Gonzalez acknowledges it's an uphill climb, and you could hear that urgency as he plugged away on the campaign trail in Lynn a few days ago.
You ready to go help get some votes for Democrats?
Yeah.
We're going to do this. And what you're doing, going out knocking on doors, it is critical.
Here is part of the Gonzalez challenge. A WBUR poll this week showed Baker leading Gonzalez by an enormous 44-point margin. It also found that with just under 6 weeks to go in the campaign, many voters still don't know who Gonzalez is. We found that in Bedford, where Gonzalez was campaigning at the Bedford Day Fair.
I mean, I don't really know enough about him.
Mike Garber is an independent voter who told us he voted for Charlie Baker 4 years ago and thinks he's done a good job since.
You know, he's really a bureaucrat. That's his really his strong point. He's also a kind of guy who is absolutely neutral. So as a Republican in Massachusetts, he's able to bring people together who are Democrats forever and sit at the table and talk about ways of fixing things.
Recognizing Garber is not alone, Gonzalez coached supporters in Lynn on how to counter that sentiment.
I'm going to tell you right now, when you go out and knock on some doors today, there are going to be a few people who you encounter who say, I'm fine with Charlie Baker. You know, I think he's doing a good job. I want you to ask them why. The answer will usually be something like, he seems nice.
Yeah.
I'm really glad he isn't one of those crazy right-wing extremists. Aren't we so lucky? That's your opening. That's when you tell them that the measure of whether our governor's doing a good job shouldn't be that he's nice and isn't crazy.
I am very impressed, really.
Barbara Barrington, longtime Lynn resident, is talking there about Jay Gonzalez. She says she's an independent who votes Democratic and didn't know much about Gonzalez before she came out to listen to him.
Jay has a very positive agenda and plans and goals, so I'm switching over to Jay.
A few days later, we caught up with Jay Gonzalez at his campaign office in Cambridge.
Do you see this race as a little bit like David versus Goliath with you in the David role?
As I've said many times, I know I'm the little guy in this election, literally and figuratively. I get that. But the little guys often overcome overwhelming odds. They aim high, they work hard, they support each other along the way.
In trying to peel independents and Democrats away from Charlie Baker, Gonzalez is counting on Massachusetts being truly deep blue and anti-Donald Trump. He's trying to link Baker to Trump by repeatedly pointing out Baker is supporting Jeff Deal, the GOP U.S. Senate candidate who helped run the Trump campaign in Massachusetts in 2016.
There are areas where Charlie Baker is complicit, like immigration issues, with what Donald Trump is trying to do, or not forceful enough in pushing back on some of the policies and rhetoric from Donald Trump. He endorsed Jeff Deal to replace Elizabeth Warren as our United States Senator.
On paper, Jay Gonzalez and Charlie Baker have similar backgrounds. They've both been insurance company executives, and they've both served as budget chiefs for different governors. But Gonzalez is now trying to dent Baker's reputation as a solid manager. Just this week, Gonzalez called for Baker to fire a laundry list of administration officials, including the head of the state police, the state public safety secretary, and the head of the MBTA for various controversies. He's knocking Baker as someone who only reluctantly wades into controversy.
He basically accepts the world the way it exists. His number one operating principle is no more money. Where are we? What do we have? What's the best we can do? Whereas I'm not satisfied with the status quo. The status quo is not working for most working families across this state.
Healthcare, you support a single-payer plan. Governor Baker does not, saying Massachusetts is a national leader in delivering affordable quality care now. Is he wrong?
Massachusetts is a national leader in being one of the most expensive places in the world for healthcare. Everybody has coverage. The coverage doesn't feel like coverage for many people. It's too expensive, and we can and need to improve the system. So I'm a former health insurance CEO who thinks we need to get rid of health insurance companies. We will save money.
Will it work? Will his issue positions and targeting of Baker earn him enough support to catch Baker? Back in Lynn, once again, we run straight into the challenge facing Gonzalez. Democrat France Martins of Peabody was there, knocking on doors on behalf of Senator Elizabeth Warren's reelection bid. She's voting for Gonzalez, but here's what she says she found when other voters talked to her about the Gonzalez-Baker contest.
I almost feel like people are willing to kind of split the ballot, you know, Charlie Baker at the top and then Democrats down the line.
Just the same, Jay Gonzalez remains the optimist.
If there's anything we've learned from races across the country and from the primary here in Massachusetts a few weeks ago, incumbency and money and special interests and pundits and polls don't decide elections. People do.
WBUR's Wilder Fleming produced this story. I'm Bob Oakes.